Good morning, everybody. Hope you're going super well. I just wanted to do an extra Friday podcast. You know, I was at the gym, my mind was just going into possibility, and I wanted to share some of the thoughts to help me remember it and potentially open a few doorways in your mind. So let's dig into it. Okay, so this is like one of my Friday podcasts where, you know, I just want to share some wild ideas, some thoughts that have gone through my head that might just make sense to you. And what I always say is take what you can from what I say and just discard what doesn't work for you or doesn't make sense. But what I've been, what's really been racing through my mind in the last couple of days is as I've been looking at all these different motivational speakers, all this interesting stuff. I'm trying to draw from their experience about what works for our community, the ADHD, the dyslexics, what's actually going to work to help us move forward. And, you know, it's so interesting. Everyone's got such different perspectives on the exact same message. Does that make any sense? You know, none of it is revolutionary in its core. They're just different flavors of ice cream, but it's all ice cream. Does that make sense? You know, everyone's kind of saying the same thing. Some focus on different parts. And, you know, I've really been trying to digest the information and try and move it to a way that really connects with our audience to help them move forward. Because a lot of us, you know, if you're anything like I was, you can spend so much time, taking in information at an intellectual level, knowing it in your head and being able to regurgitate it and sound like you know it and understand it and you're this whole super being. But deep down inside, you don't feel it. And on the outside, you're maybe actioning 5%, 1%, sometimes 0% of what you're actually learning. You know, I did that for a long time. I used to go out and say I'm this expert in different things completely without actually knowing what I was talking about from an internal sense. And I was in the car with Vanessa yesterday and we were having a chat. And, you know, this thing that came to mind is, you know, you see all these motivational speakers talk about get into action, just get into action and life will go well and you will learn what you want. Get into action. And like you hear this and you're just like, oh, okay, I'll do that. And then what happens with a lot of us is it's let's grab the shotgun and do the shotgun approach. Let's try 1,000 things, quit that when it gets too hard, do the next thing, quit that when it gets too hard, do the next thing, quit that, do the next thing. And that's kind of how it goes on a cycle. And, you know, I see this in a huge amount of people. And sometimes we are getting a little bit of momentum, but it's a real, real slow grind. You know, a few of us get lucky and we hold on to the hope that the lucky ones have got it right and figured it out. But to be honest, it might just be luck. momentum helped, but sometimes timing and right place can give you that. Now, I'm not trying to sit here and say don't take action. Just sit and smile and everything will be okay. That's not what it's about. But what I said, you know, to Vanessa is action without purpose equals wasted time. You know, and, you know, I see this a lot as people taking action, but the purpose they're going after isn't what they want. And they keep telling themselves, I should want this, or other people want this, so it'll make me happy if I get it. And they do action towards that purpose of someone else external to them, but they haven't really taken the time to get clear on what they want. You know, we get bored of it, to be honest, because it does take a bit of thinking. It takes a bit of time. We don't know how to do it sometimes. We don't know if we'll ever find it. You know, a lot of us get to a point where we're asking ourselves, you know, it'll feel right when it's right. I'll get that feeling. And I'm going to call bullshit on that because it's not true. The feelings you're getting inside are really based on things you've learned over years and years and years. If something bad happens to you that's happened before, you get a bad feeling. If something good's happened to you in the past, you get a good feeling. So you repeat it. It's not going to give you at some point this magical feeling of purpose and you're not going to have to do anything and there it's done. Merry Christmas. Life is complete. You have your purpose. Now just go after that and life will never have any challenges and, yada, 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 bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. You know, you get this, you see this all the time. And, you know, we can get really stuck looking at tactics, looking at what can I do? Oh, if I do that, let me tweak this. You know, in marketing for so long, like I've done marketing for years, and I've been very, very good at seeing what someone else does. My brain's so quick and visual, it can reverse engineer it without me even understanding what I've done. And I can engineer it for another customer. That's how I've lived. But I haven't intrinsically understood why I'm doing that. Does that make sense? You know, I don't understand why I'm doing it. It's kind of getting the result to a point, but I don't understand the real why behind why I'm doing that marketing tactic to get X result. Maybe intellectually I could tell someone why I'm doing it, but there's a disconnect between my body or whatever you want to call it. Like, there are so many words, and this is where we also get stuck, is everyone has a slightly different meaning for words, like love or purpose. And we can get so stuck in words that we don't get anywhere. Like, I'll tell you what's been working for me the most in the last few days, or last probably 2 to 3 weeks so far. And you'd think I've gone mad that I think it's working this quickly. Is taking 30 minutes in the morning for this meditation I'm doing, taking 30 minutes in the evening for a guided meditation, you know, and just making that starting to make that a bottom line in my life. And saying, if I don't have 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the evening to take time out and you know, get into this world of potential or possibility or get out of the past, then how am I ever expecting myself to action that in the day? How am I ever expecting that to change? Because I look back at my life and you can see patterns. If you really take time and you look back, it's kind of like if you look at the property market, every 10 years it goes up and then it crashes, it goes up and then it crashes. There are slightly different parts of it, but it's the same cycle. And we see that in our lives day in, day out, day in, day out. And we think that if we apply action and tactics and we listen to a YouTube video about how Bob did this to make $1 million, blah, 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 it's going to change our lives. And it doesn't. It really doesn't. You know, if you're seeing the same results in your life, it's actually not the action you have to focus on. It's why are you taking that action on repeat? What's holding you back? What's stepping you back into your past on repeat? You know, it's a program where we're all programmed. You know, I've got so much love these days for people. I used to be a road rager, and I see a lot of us as road ragers. We get real angry at people, and I used to be like that. And I realized about a year, maybe 2 years ago, I did some energy work around tapping, which is a technique for kind of doing the emotional stuff. And oddly, the one that really sunk in was driving and road rage. I completely didn't even think about it, but it was removed from my life. It just didn't exist anymore. It was gone. I could drive down the road and I saw possibility. You know, I looked, if a car cut me off for whatever reason, I didn't put my story of the past into that moment. I let possibility just be there. And you can't have anger when you're in possibility. And let me explain that, because too many people say stuff like that, then they don't explain what they're actually saying. Now, what I mean by possibility in that case is, you know, how do I know they cut me off just to be an asshole? How do I know that? That's what I used to, the story I used to tell. In possibility, there could be a million reasons. They could have their wife in the back taking their child to the hospital to do that. Maybe they've found a secret nuclear bomb that's down the road and they have to save the country. I don't know what it is. And I'm not going to apply my energy to a previous thought about what it could be. It just is what it is. Does that make sense? Like, take that in for a minute, because that's what I did in that space. But what's interesting is I didn't really repeat it in a huge amount of other places. I moved on with life. I went back to tactics and repeating the outside world changes. You know, Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about it as matter trying to change matter. It's really hard. You have to get into a place where you're starting to control and understand and embrace your energy. And energy is, I think it's this feeling, it's this life force, it's consciousness. It's this thing that, you know, isn't logical. Consciousness isn't logical. And you can call consciousness whatever you like. There are so many words for it. But it's trying to embrace that part of you that we just leave in autopilot mode for so long. So long. without saying, man, you are the thing that makes me perfect. We're all conscious beings. You know, we have free choice. You know, we have free choice for good, for bad, for anything. But we just kind of hand it over to this automatic program that we've been running for so long. And, you know, I think, you know, the breakthrough in life comes where you can start to really embrace and realize that one fact and let that drive the change in your life. If you can let that drive the change in your life, you are, man, anything is possible. You know, and I'm going to finish on a little story for the football fans out there, because if you know me, I'm just passionate about soccer or football. You know, I've been letting this work through me recently and not getting stuck in the action details. Like, I go and play football usually twice a week these days. I play indoor football, so five a side. I've always been a goalkeeper. In the last couple of years, I've played a lot more striker or defender. And I was playing the other night, and I just kind of, you know, using some of these techniques, I just went into being a conscious person and not forcing things, not thinking I had to do this or had to do that. I knew what the goal was. I could visualize that I wanted to put the ball in the back of the net. I could visualize I was going to make a pass. But I just released it and just knew what I just intrinsically I felt what I wanted to do. And I had the best game I've had in probably, maybe not years, but months and months and months where I've been in this bad place. You know, I finished the game. You know, I was standing, you're going to have to use your imagination, and I'm pretty sure all of you have a good one, or most of you, is I was standing near the goal mouth right at the end. There was 10 seconds to go. Now, you've got, imagine a goal with a goalkeeper, a little D around it, where the defenders and strikers are not allowed to go in. So I want you to imagine that. You can look however you want. Now, I'm standing behind their defender, and the goalkeeper literally does the old pass back to the defender. Everyone else has just stood still. My brain, within quarter of a second, could automatically, without me trying, forcing this action, without me, you know, going, I'm going to do this, you know, I must do this. It was none of that. It was none of this force, willpower stuff. My brain could see through the guy. I couldn't see the ball at this point. But I visualized, this visual thing came around, and I just ran around this guy. I snuck up on him, and with the tip of the toe, I poked the ball into the bottom left corner. And everyone's just standing around going, what just happened? Because it was such an unlikely goal. I couldn't see the ball. You know, but my mind was so powerful. My dyslexic, my ADHD, my right-sided mind could see what was going to happen in that exact second. And just the slightest possibility that I could do that, I just let go, and it happened. And everyone's standing there in awe. I had someone come up after the game, just from the whole play that I'd been doing, say, you're the man of the match. That was amazing. You know, this is just a fun game, but I just want to give you that story because, you know, to me, that's just reminding me that anything's possible. Anything. So I hope this has been an interesting podcast. Like, I'm really passionate. We're doing a lot of this stuff with the right-siders. We've realized we're going to set it up as a non-profit. You know, we've had some people pop up in life and talk to us about what we needed to hear at the right time recently. It's amazing. And I just want to thank every single one of you for listening to this, for sharing this, for being part of this journey. You know, I didn't know what this was going to become, but what I hear in the emails from the website, what I see in the group, you know, I am just grateful. I am so grateful. Thank you guys, and have an amazing weekend.